It is time for Flotess. She is, in fact, the first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work on the tube for KEZI-TV. Follow up online, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Please use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers and spell Rogers with a D. We welcome in the delightful Kristen Rogers. KR, happy Friday. How you doing?
Happy Friday. I'm great. I'm actually coming at you live from Hayward Field right now, Oregon Relays. Starting to get set off here for the day. So if you start hearing some screaming in the background, it's probably Mitch Modine winning the decathlon. So
okay. What's going on right now?
a lot of high school action right now. We're going to see some Devin Allen later in the 200. Like I said, the multi-sport event, the decathlon started yesterday, finishing up today. Looks like Mitch Modine from Oregon is going to take that. So just kind of sorting through a lot of stuff. We got the 5K today and then a lot of the hurdles and relays tomorrow.
Awesome. Let's get to Duck baseball. Prior to last week, it seemed like there was a bit of a sour taste. They couldn't hit. The record barely above 500. They lost both Pac-12 series. Then after they got wrecked Friday, won Saturday, exploded on Sunday. Your boys in USC for three starting tonight. I know you talked to the team. What's the mood around them now? A little more upbeat after taking two or three from the Bears?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think there is a lot riding on this series. And I think that's kind of what we keep saying for every Pac-12 series, is there's a lot riding on this series. But, you know, I think it was great. You really needed that. And now that you have USC coming up, and SC's pitching has been struggling a little bit, which should be good for Oregon because our hitting has been struggling a little bit. So hopefully the Ducks will be able to turn that around this weekend. But both teams...
Whoops.
Now and kind of break through. So I think that's going to be a big key for Oregon this weekend.
All right. We lost you for about 2 seconds there, so I don't know what kind of cell situation you're in. Just so you're aware, KR.
I'm sorry about that. I was just saying that with SC not pitching as well as they have in the past, Oregon kind of struggling to hit, that this weekend is going to be should be a pretty good matchup for the Ducks. And I'm betting that they're hoping that this can kind of break them out of the middle of the Pac-12.
I want to get to football a couple weeks till spring. You tweeted out a quote from Travis Johnson. I guess on a technicality, he's in the running to start, even though I'm kind of sold it's going to be Prukop. You spoke with him. So kind of a two-parter. You buy there's an actual competition? And what were some of the things he had to say about his progress and maybe his focus?
I buy that there's a competition in spring. I'll say that. And, you know, I think competition is always going to make people improve. So I think coaches want to create that kind of competitive environment no matter what. And I think in spring with, you know, Jeff Locke and Taylor Alley kind of taking on more coaching roles, like these guys aren't taking reps during practice. So the fact that it is really between Travis Johnson, Terry Wilson, Dakota Prukop, all three of those guys taking reps, I think there is a bit more of a competitive nature. And Travis really just says that spring is a time for him to, you know, he has the playbook down, but just really build that chemistry with the receivers. And I was actually talking to Darren Carrington today about what it's like to catch a ball from Dakota versus what it's like to catch a ball from Travis. And he said that Dakota likes to run a little bit more, kind of that Vernon Adams that we've seen in the past, Marcus Mariota. But Travis really just likes to get the ball out and give it to the wide receiver. So I think for a young quarterback, that's kind of the mindset that you need to have.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Last month, you did a terrific piece on Jillian Aileen. And, of course, yesterday she got drafted, gets to stay in the West, going to Phoenix. You got to know her. And, of course, it was just heartbreaking how her season ended. So how exciting and just, I guess, plain old super cool is this right now for she and her family?
Oh, I mean, this is just amazing for her, you know. See, talking with her, she's always said that it was literally her dream since she was just a little girl to kind of continue to go as high as she can with basketball. And she's literally at, you know, the highest. She's at the W. She's playing pro basketball. She's in the WNBA, and that's the highest that you can really go. So I just really feel excited for her, you know, especially after that heartbreaking injury, knowing that, you know, scouts really did see, you know, how great of a player she is despite her injury. And I know she's the second she is able to play and get back on that court, that she's really going to want to show Joe Phoenix and the rest of the WNBA, what she's made of.
Now, I know you're a huge Bay Area fan, and I saw on Twitter you were kind of radar locked Wednesday night, your Warriors going for 73 wins. I also noticed you kind of kept getting sidetracked. What was your TV night like trying to keep track of Golden State, but that guy down at Staples kept drawing your attention away?
Gosh, yeah, Kobe kept distracting me on my Twitter feed. Well, first of all, that I'm sure everyone knows by this point, the fact that Kobe broke Twitter, I mean, we were joking about this earlier, but Kobe now has that over Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan never broke Twitter. Kobe Bryant has broken Twitter, so he can add that to things that he has done that MJ has not. But it was definitely a crazy night. Obviously, I started watching the Lakers purely because the Warriors started a little bit later. So I watched some of the pregame ceremony that obviously was tuned in with the Warriors, and then, I mean, 20-point lead, Golden State just kind of went off. So then I would, you know, during commercial breaks, I'd switch back to Kobe, and then, you know, you follow on Twitter and you start seeing Kobe's up to 20, 36, 46, and I'm like, my gosh, this guy's not going to stop. So it was definitely sidetracking, to say the least. And then I felt so badly when the Warriors actually won it, and they got 73. Of course, I tweet out, you know, finally break the Bulls record. But at the same time, I'm like the only one tweeting that out. My entire timeline is everyone's like, ah, come on, stop right now. I'm like, come on, guys. So a little bit sad there, but obviously awesome to see Kobe get 60.
All right, so let's do a hypothetical. If I gave you $20,000 and I said you have to go to Vegas, put it on yes, Golden State's going to repeat. No, they're not going to repeat. I mean, I already jinxed them by saying they are going to win it. So taking that into consideration, what would your play be?
As a good fan, I would say yes. I think they're going to repeat. I think that 73 really is some good momentum for them. But at the same time, I mean, once you get to that point and you win an NBA championship and you win 73, it's hard to repeat. You know, it's really hard to get back to that kind of high. And I think first round is going to be, you know, them kind of settling back after winning 73 and really starting to get into that playoff mode, because their goal has been to get to 73, not to get to the NBA playoffs, because that's something that they already set, you know, months ago. So I think they're going to need to reset these next few games, and then they'll start to hit their stride again.
One story I know you're aware of, it happened at your alma mater. Obviously a big national story, from Mike Garrett to Pat Hayden. Another former Trojan football player, a Hall of Famer, Lynn Swann, the new AD. So for those you keep in touch with, what you've heard, what you read, no experience. Well, what's the word about Lynn Swann as the new AD at your alma mater?
Yeah, you know, to hire. I think it's a great hire. I think SC, as you mentioned, does like to hire their own, and I don't think that's a bad thing considering the history that USC has. You know, they really want a great Trojan to be the face of the Trojans, so I think that's good. And I really think he's going to take on a different role. I feel like he's not going to be involved as much with the business side of things. And you know, before he met with the media, he did speak with the athletes first. So I think that really shows that he is focused more on the athletes than he is anything else. And I think that's kind of the athletic director that SC needs to have at this point. And they do have a lot of great, you know, business minds in there. So even though he doesn't really have the business acumen, I mean, he's a broadcaster. He knows how to put on a good face, and he knows how to, you know, speak well. So I think he'll be able to take that role and do it well.
All right, final thought. A lot happening around here, as you mentioned, where you are, where you'll be. Where will your weekend travels take you, and what could we look forward to on KZI?
I will literally be all over Eugene. Like I said, right now, some of the high schoolers are finishing up one of their runs, so I'm sorry if you hear coaches screaming in the background. But I'll be here tonight, and then at 6 o'clock I'll be over at baseball to watch Oregon take on USC. And then I'll be back here for Oregon Relays on Saturday.
Awesome. Kristen Rogers, KEZI, Channel 709 on my Comcast Xfinity, KEZI.com on Twitter, at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always my pleasure. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, take it easy.